This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. $5. Five American dollars on the nose, a five spot. That is AAA's national average price for a gallon of gas today. It's down, actually, from yesterday when it was $5.009. I'm not making that up. AAA takes it out to the third decimal point. So, yeah, still not cheap. And those prices are throwing yet another wrench into whatever back-to-the-office plans the companies might be thinking up. Because it is no easy thing to find people who want to reintroduce the word commute to their vocabulary, let alone pay $100 or more to fill the tank for the privilege, am I right? Marketplace's Matt Levin reports now on the latest in the remote work tug of war.
Steve Hersey knows he's in a privileged position. He can work remotely, and if he absolutely had to, he could afford regular fill-ups at $5 a gallon. But if the Boston area robotics company he works for told him he couldn't work from home anymore, he'd still be annoyed at how much gas costs, especially because, you know, it's killing the earth.
It would be psychologically painful to be spending a great deal of money on gasoline for commuting.
After Delta and Omicron, employers' much-delayed return-to-office plans are being interrupted yet again. This time it's the Putin price pump pain thing, or whatever you're supposed to call it. Jill Chapman with the HR consulting firm Insperity says companies are responding with more carpool options and public transit benefits. Or if all else fails...
Or you might say, instead of giving a Starbucks card for somebody who did, the best on a project, going to give a gas card now.
But it's not just the commute that makes going into the office more expensive. That afternoon latte that was an excuse to escape the cubicle, that's pricier than it used to be. Same goes for that sad footlong you ate at your desk for lunch. Ravine Jesuthasan is with the consulting firm Mercer.
The broad issue, setting aside gas, is just the inflation we've seen in virtually everything.
So expect to see more company-provided lunches, maybe with a Texaco card as a side dish. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.